All right, so get ready for this, because today we're really diving into a story, and it's one of those that proves sometimes things are even wilder than a movie, you know? We're talking about Cloudflare, yeah, the big internet company. Well, they just went up against, get this, a patent troll. And let me tell you, the result, huge GE.
Huge is an understatement.
So, okay, for anyone who maybe hasn't heard that term before, a patent troll, it's basically like, picture a company, right? But they're not out there actually making things, building stuff. No, their whole deal is collecting patents just so they can turn around and sue other companies. They say, hey, you're infringing on our patent, and try to get money out of them. It's kind of a David and Goliath situation, you know?
Definitely, except instead of slingshots and stones, we're in the digital age here. It's all about software and legal battles.
Exactly. And our source for this wild ride, it's a brand new article. It just came out today, October 4th, 2024, from WebPro News. It's titled, Cloudflare Defeats Another Patent Troll, Forces Troll to Free Patents.
Talk about a headline, huh?
And it's not just the headline that's attention-grabbing. This case has some serious implications for the entire tech world.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to how companies protect their ideas and inventions, you know, the whole intellectual property landscape. Absolutely, it's a big deal. So let's break down exactly what went down. Mm-hmm. On one side, we've got Cloudflare. Now, even if you haven't heard of them, chances are you're using their services every day without even realizing it. They're the folks working behind the scenes, making sure your favorite websites load super fast and that they're safe from cyber attacks, you know, the good guys. Then on the other side, you've got Sable Networks, our patent troll.
Oh.
And these guys, their whole game, it's not about innovation, not about coming up with new tech or anything like that.
Right. Their strategy is all about acquiring as many patents as possible and then using them like weapons in court to, well, make a profit.
It's a business model, unfortunately.
And a pretty problematic one, if you ask me. It really stifles genuine innovation. Imagine you're a small startup, right? You got this amazing idea, the next big thing, but you're terrified to even start developing it.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of these patent trolls slapping you with a lawsuit. It creates this atmosphere of fear and uncertainty, which is the opposite of what we need in the tech world.
It's like walking through a minefield. Every step could blow up in your face. And that's exactly the situation Cloudflare found themselves in back in 2021 when Sable Networks hit them with this lawsuit. They claimed Cloudflare was infringing on four of their patents. And not just a little infringement, we're talking 100 different claims.
100. Talk about overkill. I mean, for most companies, even fighting a single patent claim in court can be incredibly expensive and time-consuming. 100 claims, it could be devastating, even for a company as large and successful as Cloudflare.
Totally. But here's the thing about Cloudflare. They're not ones to back down from a fight, especially when they believe they're in the right. So they decided to fight back, but they didn't just hire a bunch of lawyers and call it a day. They got strategic. They launched this initiative called Project Django.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. It was brilliant.
It was like crowdsourced patent busting, you know?
Exactly. It was like, hey, everyone, we need your help to take down this patent troll.
They basically opened the case up to the public. They asked people to help them find what's called prior art, which is basically evidence that the technology Sable was claiming as their own. Well, it was actually already known or even being used long before Sable tried to patent it.
It was a stroke of genius, really.
Yeah.
Crowdsourcing, it's a powerful tool when used effectively. In this case, it was a brilliant demonstration of how open collaboration and transparency can challenge these powerful established structures.
And you know what? It worked. By the time the case actually went to trial, Project Django, all those people working together, they had unearthed so much prior art, so much evidence, that most of Sable's claims, they just crumbled. Remember those 100 claims?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were down to just one single claim left standing.
Incredible. That's the power of collective intelligence right there. And it really highlights how important it is to have more transparency and scrutiny within the patent system itself. There are a lot of questions being raised because of this, and rightly so.
So picture this, right? They're in court, Cloudflare and Sable Networks, and like we were saying, it's down to the wire. Just that one single claim left from the original 100. You might think, okay, maybe Cloudflare will just settle, but no. The jury comes back and boom, sides with Cloudflare, no infringement. Case closed, right?
You would think so, right? But Cloudflare, they weren't content with just winning. They wanted to make sure this never happened again.
Oh yeah, they decided to go all in. They wanted to completely invalidate Sable's whole patent portfolio.
Talk about ambitious. That's not easy to do. To invalidate a patent, you have to prove that it was obvious, meaning anyone with even a basic understanding of the technology would have already known how to do it.
Right. They had to show that Sable wasn't really inventing anything new, just trying to claim ownership over something that was already out there. And that's where those old patents came in, the ones from Knowltel Networks and Lucent, right? Like those companies from way back, the 90s.
Yeah. Those old patents were like buried treasure for Cloudflare. They were able to show that the core concepts behind Sable's patents, the stuff they were trying to claim as their own, well, it had actually been around for decades.
It's like trying to patent sliced bread, right? The idea itself wasn't anything groundbreaking, so what happened? Did the court buy Cloudflare's argument?
They absolutely did. It was a total victory for Cloudflare. Not only did Sable lose the case, but the court ordered them to pay Cloudflare a whopping $225,000.
Ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Oh, it gets even better. On top of the payment, Sable also had to give up the rights to their entire patent portfolio.
Wow. Talk about a complete and utter defeat for Sable. But for Cloudflare, I mean, this is huge, right? This isn't just about one lawsuit. This sets a precedent for the whole tech world.
Absolutely. What Cloudflare did, it sends a very clear message. Patent trolls can't just bully companies and stifle innovation without consequences. And this win, it's not just significant for giant corporations like Cloudflare.
Right. This is a win for the little guy, too.
Exactly. This gives smaller companies and startups more leverage to fight back against these frivolous lawsuits. They might be less afraid to stand up to these patent trolls and say, no, we're not going to back down. We're going to fight this.
It's like leveling the playing field a little bit.
Exactly. And hopefully it'll encourage more scrutiny of the patent system itself.
Yeah.
Lead to some much needed reform. But, you know, even though this case was about, what, some pretty complex networking technology?
Yeah, definitely not something most people think about every day.
Right. But it brings up some much bigger questions, questions that affect everyone, not just tech companies. I mean, as technology becomes more and more integrated into our lives, this battle over intellectual property, over who owns what, it's only going to get more intense.
And complicated. I mean, we're talking about things that blur the lines between technology and, well, what it means to be human. We've been talking about patents and lawsuits, right, and all this stuff with lines of code and networking tech. But what happens when it's not just about code anymore? What happens when we're talking about patents on, well, on us?
Okay, now you're going full science fiction on me.
I know, right? But think about it. Patents on our DNA, our thoughts, our emotions even. Is that so far-fetched? Is that the future we're headed towards?
It's definitely a question that's going to keep some philosophers up at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, it's not as crazy as it might have sounded even a few years ago.
Exactly. We're already seeing those lines getting blurry.
Right. Like, every day, our understanding of genetics, neuroscience, it's all moving so fast.
And with that comes the ability to not just understand, but to manipulate, maybe even control those things that make us, well, human.
Absolutely. And that's where things get really interesting, but also a little, you know, ethically ambiguous.
For sure. I mean, think about the possibilities. Medical breakthroughs we can barely imagine right now. Personalized medicine based on your unique genetic code.
Oh, totally. We could be looking at curing diseases that are impossible to treat right now.
But there's that flip side. What happens when someone tries to patent those genetic sequences? Or says they own the rights to a particular brainwave pattern?
Whoa. Yeah, that gets complicated really quickly.
It's not just about who owns a piece of software anymore.
Right. You're talking about controlling the very building blocks of life itself.
And that's where things get really scary.
No doubt. Imagine a world where your access to healthcare depends on navigating this maze of patent laws, where corporations could literally own the rights to parts of your very being. It sounds insane, but...
But it's not impossible. And that's what makes the Cloudflare case so important. If a company, even a big one, can be taken down by a bunch of people working together, challenging a patent they think is bogus.
You're saying if they can do it, why can't we?
Exactly. We need to be aware of what's happening, ask the tough questions, and be ready to fight back against anyone who tries to control these emerging technologies for their own profit.
Couldn't agree more. This isn't just about legal battles or tech jargon. It's about all of us taking responsibility for the kind of future we want to live in.
Well said. And that's what the Deep Dive is all about, giving you the information you need to be part of that conversation. So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and never be afraid to ask those hard questions. Until next time, happy diving, everyone.